From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo urged COVID-19 patients to utilize telemedicine services. Indonesia encouraged Asian to support G20 agenda. Now the news in details. President Joko Widodo has asked asymptomatic COVID-19 patients or those with mild symptoms to utilize telemedicine services to ease the burden on hospitals. As quoted by Antara, he said at the Bogor Presidential Palace, West Java on Friday, that when patients' PCR test results are positive without experiencing any symptoms, they can conduct self-isolation at home for 5 days. If they have symptoms such as cough, runny nose, or fever, please use the telemedicine service or go to the community health center or the nearest doctor. According to the president, telemedicine is one of method to ease the burden on health facilities. The Indonesian government, through its Communication and Informatics Ministry, invited Asian nations to support the Indonesian G20 presidency's agenda this year. This was said by Secretary General of the Communication and Informatics Ministry, Mira Tayiba, through a press statement on Friday. As quoted by Antara, Tayiba stated during the Second Asian Digital Minister meeting, ADG Min 2, that the importance of the digital technology in expediting post-COVID-19 recovery is mirrored in the Asian Comprehensive Recovery Framework, ACRF, that underscores the importance of inclusive digital transformation. Indonesia's G20 presidency upholds the theme Recover Together, Recover Stronger. Three priority issues will be brought to this international forum: inclusive global health architecture, digital-based transformation, and energy transition. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto hopes that people with disabilities will be accommodated through inclusive and non-discriminative development policies after the COVID-19 pandemic. Indonesia respects the rights of people with disabilities and the Indonesian government decision to ratify the Convention of the Rights of Persons with Disabilities in 2011 has demonstrated Indonesia's commitment to disability rights. This was stated by Minister Hartarto at the G20 campaign event, according to a press statement issued in Jakarta on Friday. He also remarked that the ratification of the convention has opened new opportunities for people with disabilities, as they will be seen as development subjects instead of merely objects. The Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing, PUPR, has urged contractors involved in the construction process for the 1 million house program to use domestic products. The ministry will encourage the use of domestic products in the program. This was stated by Director General of Housing at the Ministry, Iwan Suprianto, in a press release on Friday, as quoted by Antara. Apart from boosting the competitiveness of domestic industries, using domestically made building material products can also help boost the economy. He also noted that his site will start using domestic products, especially in the housing construction specification of the Director General of Housing of the Ministry. Let's move on to the international news. Britain and Japan are preparing to hold a summit in Japan between Prime Ministers Boris Johnson and Fumio Kishida in mid-February. As reported by Reuters.com, Johnson and Kishida are expected to discuss the Ukraine crisis as well as ways to counter an increasingly strong China, the report said without citing sources. The British Embassy in Japan and Japan's Foreign Ministry did not immediately respond to a request for comment as their offices were closed on Saturday. The summit will be the first talks between the two leaders since the COP26 event last November. Britain and Japan will make a decision on whether to hold the summit based on the political situation in Britain and the severity of the COVID-19 pandemic in Japan. The Department of Defense of the U.S. stated on Friday that the United States government has procured more than 100 million additional COVID-19 tests from test maker iHealth Lab Incorporation as part of the White House plan to distribute 500 million free at-home tests across the country. As reported by Reuters.com, starting in January, the U.S. government has been allowing households to order 4 free at-home COVID-19 tests from the website covidtests.gov, with shipping expected within 7 to 12 days of ordering. The batch of free tests are aimed at easing a shortage of tests across the country amid increased demand during the rapid spread of the Omicron variant. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has called on the West not to create panic amid the build-up of Russian troops on his country's borders. He told reporters that warnings of an imminent invasion were putting Ukraine's economy at risk. As reported by BBC.com on Thursday, U.S. President Joe Biden said he believed Russia could attack its neighbor next month. Russia, however, denies it is planning to invade, and on Friday, its foreign minister said Moscow did not want war. While Russia has about 100,000 troops on Ukraine's borders, Zelensky said he did not see a greater threat than during a similar massing of troops last spring. Now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner on Ambassador Harry Ahmadi installs honorary consul in Hokkaido, Japan.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Indonesian Ambassador to Japan Harry Ahmadi installed Shigeru Nakayama as honorary consul in Sapporo, Hokkaido, Japan on Tuesday, January 25th. The Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo, in its written statement received in Jakarta on Wednesday, January 26th, stated that Nakayama is the leader of one of the largest construction companies in Hokkaido, who is involved in many infrastructure development projects and construction business. Ambassador Harry noted that the network and competencies owned by Shigeru Nakayama can certainly support the implementation of his duties as Honorary Consul of Indonesia. In addition to promoting trade, investment, tourism, and culture, Nakayama is also expected to assist the Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo in giving protection and services to more than 800 Indonesian citizens staying in Hokkaido. Moreover, Ambassador Harry emphasized that the position has a strategic role and he believes that Nakayama can encourage the development of cooperation and investment to strengthen supply chains and infrastructure and promote the entry of Indonesian workers to Japan. Ambassador Harry has also expressed his confidence that the appointment of Nakayama will provide economic benefits for both countries. Meanwhile, Nakayama, when giving a speech, stated that he was ready to support the mission of Indonesian representatives in Japan. Consul Nakayama also explained that this is a noble and uneasy task. However, he will try his best to carry out his duties as honorary consul and support the mission of the Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo, Japan. And listener, that's Diplomatic Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, the program Diplomatic Corner ends the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Oh,
first news comes from Surabaya, East Java Province. The Surabaya City Government launched a Sayang Warga application for the Community Assistance and Protection Service System. The launch was carried out at Jangkar Anchor Park in Jambangan District, Surabaya City, East Java on Thursday. Mayor of Surabaya City, Eri Cahyadi, said that the Sayang Warga program is a data collection system that aims to identify problems that exist in the field. From the result of the data collection, the city government hopes to provide faster and more targeted intervention. From this application, it can be seen that the residents who are sick need assistance and nutrition, including income per family. Next news comes from South Solok, West Sumatra Province. The government of South Solok Regency, West Sumatra, received a communal intellectual property certificate from the Ministry of Law and Human Rights of the Republic of Indonesia for the Saluang Panjang traditional musical instrument. Head of the South Solok Tourism and Culture Office, Hari Trisna, said in Padang Arut Thursday that Saluang Panjang has been documented and archived in the National Data Center of Indonesian Communal Intellectual Property. It is a wind instrument made from bamboo. In ancient times, this instrument was played when grazing cattle in the fields. Saluang Panjang is now played for Randai music and good harvest celebration. Last news comes from Temanggung, Central Java. Three Dharma followers in Temanggung Regency, Central Java, cleaned the Kong Ling Biao Temple of Temanggung ahead of the celebration of Chinese New Year's 2573. They clean all parts of the temple building, including deity statues, with flower water. Secretary of Kong Ling Biao Tri Dharma Cahaya Sakti Worship Place, Lydia Samstiagraha, said in Temanggung on Wednesday that this ritual is a routine activity every year in preparation for the Chinese New Year celebration. This year, the Chinese New Year celebration falls on February 1st. Lydia also said that there is no special theme for the Chinese New Year's in 2022. It's just that this year, the Chinese zodiac sign is the water tiger, which is a symbol of strength, confidence, courage, and a symbol of heroism in eradicating crime. Before cleaning off the statue, the Kong Cho Sang Ang ritual, or sending the kitchen god up to the sky to report the behavior of mankind, had also been carried out.
We begin today's story with the event of January 29, 1950, General Sudirman passed away. Great General Sudirman passed away in Magelang on January 29, 1950, at the age of 34. Before he died, Sudirman fought totally against the Dutch colonists from forest to forest while fighting his chronic tuberculosis. His last position was Commander-in-Chief of the Indonesian National Armed Forces. General Sudirman is respected continuously by the Indonesian people up to now. His 100-kilometer guerrilla route now becomes mandatory for Indonesian cadets to follow his route before graduating from the military academy. On December 10, 1964, he was declared a national hero of Indonesia. We turn to another event of January 29th, France stopped nuclear testing forever. The French government finally decided to stop nuclear testing in the South Pacific on January 29, 1996. The decision was taken one day after France held its sixth and largest nuclear test in the region. The test obtained opposition domestically and internationally. Finally, the French president at the time, Jacques Chirac, relented. Then France signed a nuclear-free zone agreement in the South Pacific at the same year. France also signed the Comprehensive Agreement on the Prohibition of Nuclear Tests, which automatically ended all plans for nuclear tests in the future. We end today in history with the event of January 29th, SCAT Airlines Flight 760 crashed. SCAT Air Flight 760, a Bombardier CRJ 200 aircraft operated by SEAT Airlines crashed in a dense foggy area near Almaty, Kazakhstan on January 29, 2013. It killed 16 passengers and 5 crew on board. The plane flying from Kokshetau to Almaty crashed approximately 5 kilometers from Almaty's main airport near the village of Kizil-2 at 1300 hours local time. SEAT Air in its statement stated that there were no survivors. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Something that I couldn't see, and somehow fade internally. If you came a long way to get to know me, and maybe it's just meant to be.
Come here, I just found a new recipe. The flower.
It may seem you wanna be in love. I don't care, it's taking me apart. But I just couldn't save you tonight.
Falling in love is a new world for me. Do you wanna be my company? From thousands of miles you will like it in here. No need, no necessary. And maybe you wanna be a star. It may seem you wanna be in love. I don't care. Save you tonight.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Investment, head of the Investment Coordinating Board, Bahlil Lahadalia, requested investors to place their capital directly into Indonesia rather than through other countries. He remarked that the investment licensing in Indonesia has become easier and more transparent. This was stated in an online presentation on the realization of 2021 investment in Jakarta on Thursday. Based on data from the Ministry of Investment throughout 2021, Singapore is the country with the most investment in Indonesia with a total value of $9.4 billion. Hong Kong follows in second place with $4.6 billion, then China was $3.2 billion. The United States $2.5 billion, and Japan was $2.3 billion. Minister Bahlil further stated that Singapore's position as an investment hub made Indonesia with the largest investment in Indonesia, whereas many of these investments came from foreign companies in various countries. There may even be some Indonesians who also have money there. According to the records of the Ministry of Investment, Singapore is also in the top ranking of the countries that invested in the most in Indonesia throughout the fourth quarter of 2021. Singapore is in first position with realized investment worth $2.1 billion, followed by Hong Kong with $1.5 billion, the United States $1.2 billion, China $900 million, and Japan $500 million. He underlined that the U.S. investment is now included in the top five investors in Indonesia. Over the last 5 years, it has never been included in that category. Overall, investment realization throughout 2021 exceeded the target as requested by President Joko Widodo. The investment realization achievement reached 100.1%. It grew 9% compared to the investment realization in 2020. The total investment realization consisted of foreign investment, which grew 10% compared to 2020, while domestic investment grew 8.1% compared to 2020. The realization of investment throughout 2021 was successful in absorbing more than 1.2 million direct workers.
Perasaan untukmu meski berat melangkah, hatiku hanya tak siap terluka.
Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, not only rich in its beautiful natural potential, Indonesia also offers lots of other tourism destinations that must be visited. One of them is the Sitigarbha Bodhisattva Vihara, which is located at Jalan Asia Afrika Kilometer 14, Tanjung Pinang in the Riau Islands. This monastery is not only a place of worship for Buddhists, but also a tourism attraction that presents a million charms to amaze visitors. C. Siddhigarbha Bodhisattva Vihara is also better known as the Temple of the 1000 Faces Statue. It is called the 1000 Faces because there are about 500 statues of Buddhist pupils. Uniquely, its statue, whose head is as tall as a human, has a different expression. Here we can see all the human characters through the rows of the lining up statues. The good and bad character of humans can be reflected in the facial expressions and gestures carved on the faces of statues. At the bottom of the feet of the statues, there are their names written from the carvings. Listener, to reach the temple area, which was built in 2006, your vehicle must go through an uphill road. Then, when you arrive at the top, you will be greeted by a magnificent gate filled with carvings. After that, you will be greeted by a welcome symbol, such as large pillars. Before entering the vihara, on the right side of the front, you will see a statue with an open right hand, and there is also a two-hand symbol, which means generous by lending its hands. When you enter the temple, in the center, there is a large statue that is fans around it. Then behind the statue, there is a temple-shaped building that is no less large than the pagoda above. The most wonderful sight is when you pass the statues line up right at the back of the temple, and this temple is often considered as the 1000 Statues Monastery, although there are less than 1000 statues. Some people also say that these statues are servants of the Buddha, but there are also those who think that the statues are reflections of a 1000 faces of Buddha. This vihara is open from Tuesday to Sunday from 7:30 to 1700 hours Indonesian Western Time, and it is closed every Monday. The most favorite photo spot in this temple is a row of 1000 statues that are lined up neatly. These hundreds of statues look exotic and they have faces which are different from one another. In 2019, the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism stated that this temple is included in a unique destination category, and even this 1000 faces statue of Vihara has become a new tourism icon in Tanjung Pinang, Riau Islands. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bersama takkan ada keraguan. kuat, kini dan hati percaya.
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
The Banyuwangi Festival BFAST 2022 tourism attraction with 99 events throughout 2022 was officially launched. The launch was marked by the beating of a tambourine by the Regional Leadership Communication Forum or Forkopimda at the Blambangan Arts and Culture Center or Gazebo on January 26, 2022. The BFAST will implement a hybrid concept that combines online and offline performances. There is something interesting about the opening of the BFAST, apart from featuring Dar Boy Gang, a musician who is on the rise with a number of Banyuwangi artists. The launch of BFAST was also witnessed by more than 100 spectators who could watch live but based on quotas. To get a quota or watching tickets, a number of requirements must be met, such as the obligation to shop for Banyuwangi MSMEs products at least 50,000 rupiah. The launch ceremony was also broadcast through the Banyuwangi Regency YouTube channel. Meanwhile, Regent of Banyuwangi, Ipuk Fiestiandani, said that the Banyuwangi Festival is expected to be a means for economic recovery in Banyuwangi. Through various attractions held during the BFAST, MSMEs will also automatically move. Regent Ipuk added that besides, it is also hoped that actors in the arts and culture, the hospitality and culinary world can have a positive effect, with several events that will be held throughout 2022 in the Banyuwangi Festival Series. Various events ranging from arts and culture, sports, traditions, to nature tourism are ready to be held throughout 2022. They are the Gandrung Sewu Festival, Kucur Festival, Millennial Jungle Festival, Batik Festival, and Angklung Caruk Festival. Apart from sporting events, there are the world's most prestigious surfing competitions, the World Surf League or WSL, Paragliding Festival, and the Ijen Geopark Downhill, which will be held on a circuit located on the slopes of Mount Ijen. Well, listener, that was Miss Eleni for today. Thank you for listening.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdraging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Rindu Lukisan to be sung by M. Rivani. The song Rindu Lukisan is one of the creations of Ismail Marzuki, a songwriter who has very high artistic values. The lyrics of this song are so pervasive in the heart. Moreover, the song is sung with a keroncong rhythm, which will certainly add to the solemnity of this song. Almost every poem consists of words that contain meaning. For example, Mengapa Mendusta Seribu Kata, or in English means Why Lies a Thousand Words? This lyric quote only has the meaning of a lie, but the lyrics are created with sentences whose meaning is so deep when expressing it. Well, listener, here is M. Rivani with the keroncong song entitled Rindu Lukisan.
Sari wajahmu mengapa membisu seribu basa mengapa mendusta seribu kata mencapai rembulan rindu katakan rindu usah kau malu karena asmara risau engkau risau de aku pun maklum maksud tak sampai suratan hatiku nan merindu rindu bayangan
sedang mencapai rembulan. Rindu katakan rindu, usah kau malu karena asmara. Risau engkau, risau di aku pun, maklum maksud tak sampai. Rindu hatimu, aku pun demikian. Rindu sudah nasi untung di badan.
Of Indonesia.
Jatuh hati padamu saat
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitradala. See you on the next English program.